This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Madeline Brand. Republicans call it voter fraud, Democrats voter intimidation. The firings of the U.S. attorneys revealed the depth of concern in the White House about people voting illegally.
But Democrats believe those Bush administration efforts to root out voter fraud actually scared off legitimate voters. Now they want to make voter intimidation a federal crime. NPR's Pam Fessler has this report.
Some examples of deception around Election Day are so far-fetched, they evoked a few titters yesterday at a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing. Maryland Democrat Ben Cardin read a flyer handed out to Milwaukee voters in 2004.
It states that you can only vote once a year, and if you're found guilty of anything, even a traffic ticket, that you cannot vote in a presidential election, and that if you violate any of these laws, you can get 10 years in prison, and your children can be taken away from you.
That came from a phony group called the Milwaukee Black Voters League. Other flyers and letters appear more official. One in Pennsylvania was printed on government letterhead and told voters that because turnout was expected to be so high, Republicans should vote on Tuesday. Democrats were asked to wait until Wednesday. The letter even apologized for any inconvenience. Cardin noted another letter sent last year to Hispanics in Orange County, California, warning that it's a crime for immigrants to vote, even though naturalized citizens can vote.
Now, what's in common with all seven of these exhibits is that they were targeted to minority communities in an effort to suppress minority vote.
But there seems to be a problem. There aren't clear-cut laws to prevent some of these practices. That's what the Justice Department told senators when they complained about a Republican flyer distributed in Prince George's County, Maryland, last November. The brochure implied that the county's Black Democratic leaders supported the Republican candidates for Senate and governor. County Executive Jack Johnson said he had to spend all day trying to convince people that the flyer, with his picture on it, was a hoax.
Phone calls came early and often that election day. Angry citizens wanting to know why I was a turncoat and why I had abandoned the Democratic Party. This was a falsehood, and I do not believe at all that it is free speech protected by the First Amendment.
But others aren't so sure about that, especially when it comes to trying to restrict what people say during the heat of a campaign.
I think every federal candidate is going to have one or more lawyers with him or her at almost all occasions.
Election law attorney Bill Canfield says he's worried about the unintended consequences of a law that makes deceptive practices a federal crime. He noted that savvy campaign managers could use allegations of criminal activity to harm an opponent in the hectic days right before an election.
And to empower federal agents to have some sort of role in making determinations as to whether certain publications or certain announcements are fraudulent or intended to suppress the vote tends, I think, to give a role to the federal government I don't think is appropriate.
Sponsors of the legislation say that's why they've tried to make the prohibition fairly limited. It would only apply to those who knowingly provide false information about the time, place, or manner of voting, a person's eligibility to vote, or a candidate's endorsements. The statements also have to be made within 60 days of the election and with the clear intention of suppressing the vote. Violators could get up to 5 years in jail. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.